Today I have insider proof from an employee at a U.S. ammo manufacturer that what people are claiming is the ammo shortage appears to be manufactured by them. Guys and gals, wait till you hear this. Before I get into it, I want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that's Lear Capital. As many of you know, I am very particular at who sponsors this show. And I want you to know that I choose Lear Capital because they are aligned with American values, and their priority is to help educate and inform people, you and I, on what's happening in not only just politics, but the economy as well, and how to protect and preserve the wealth you already have. So don't wait. Do what I did and ask all the questions you could possibly think of. Write them down. Lear helped me purchase my gold and my silver, and they answered all of my questions. And there's no obligation to purchase, so give them a call. 1-800-260-5075 or go to LearGG.com. Learn about gold-backed IRAs or 401ks or how storage works if you don't want to take possession of your physical gold and silver like I did. All right, guys and gals, give them a call at 1-800-260-5075 or head over to LearGG.com. And thanks to Lear Capital for sponsoring this video. Hey everybody, my name is Jared. This is Guns and Gadgets, the premier source for Second Amendment news. If you want to hear Second Amendment news, all types of news related to the Second Amendment, including stuff about ammo, this is where you want to subscribe. Subscribe to the channel down below. And I said that specifically because I get a lot of feedback when I do videos about what's going on in the ammunition world by people saying that I am the reason there's a run on ammunition. Not what's happening in the world, not what's going on with our government, but me. This channel is powerful enough to influence an ammunition rush. I'll tell you by the number of views on these videos, you're incorrect. But what I will also say is that anytime there is news, I'm going to bring it forward. My goal is not to keep news stifled so that people can buy stuff. My goal is to let everybody know what's going on. If you are in that court, then subscribe to the channel and you're gonna wanna hear this one. So I did my last video about the sale of all of Vista Outdoors ammunition companies, right? And I got some feedback from some people, including an employee in the company who works in the ammunition area. Now I'm gonna leave this person's name out of it to protect their employment. But they were so frustrated with what's going on, they told me some things that I'm going to relay to you. I'm going to put them on the screen so that you can actually take this in and realize, the ammo companies are the ones who are trying to screw you. Again, this is insider information from an employee who says they believe that this shortage is manufactured by the company. They said that they have had record ammunition production for several years in a row, and that the company has built a 100,000 square foot warehouse recently, and they also have tons of trailers with ammunition in the parking lots. These trailers are filled with ammo. The company is currently shutting down the pistol caliber manufacturing side of the plant. And they have skeleton crews running on that pistol line, moving everybody else to other departments under the guise of efficiency. They said that while people are being let go on the line for various reasons, the management team has quadrupled since COVID. And I mentioned they're looking to let people go. They are preparing for layoffs. And on the Remington side, they've already started layoffs, and they've heard that perhaps as many as 80 people have already been let go. On the floor, there are many open machines with nobody working on them, yet the company is offering no overtime to speak of to produce ammunition. Now, the belief by employees is that the company is stockpiling ammunition now to raise the prices as the cost of raw materials increase from Joe Biden's inflation. The company would then trickle this ammunition out that they're already stockpiling in these trailers, etc., at an inflated rate for us, increasing profits for them. Some other quick tidbits. They're making about 1.5 to 2 million rounds of 9mm a day, yet it's not really getting out to people from what my viewers are saying in the comments. Now, like I said, I have verified that this person is an employee at the plant, and I'm not going to say how I did that because obviously when this makes it to those companies, they're going to be looking for whoever the mole is. I have verified they are an employee, and I also learned that they are now, the company is now planning on shutting down the pistol side, as far as pistol calibers, for Christmas and New Year's, and that wasn't planned not too long ago. And there's also rumors about maybe shutting down the pistol side for an entire month of December. Interesting. The need is rising, not just here, but all over. And the company is stockpiling, shutting down, restricting the amount of machines that are running. Huh, why would they be doing that? Doesn't make sense. I'm bringing this information to you. I know some people are going to write down there, you are the reason, blah, blah, blah. This channel is nowhere near powerful enough to start a run on anything, much less ammunition. But the news needs to get out, because if these companies are doing what this employee is telling me that they're doing, then any type of shortage is on them, and it's planned to jack up their bottom line. Now, to the bosses of these companies, if I'm wrong and this information from this employee you want to challenge, feel free to reach out. My email is in the description of every single video for business purposes. And I'd love for you all to come in here and let me know why you're stockpiling ammo and not sending it out and shutting down lines and stuff like that. Because inquiring minds want to know. Guys and gals, let me know what you think about this down below. And if you are an employee of any one of these U.S. manufacturers and want to reach out, again, down below is the email. And I appreciate y'all. I will not put your name out there. Let me know, guys and gals. Until we see each other again, be safe, stay vigilant, carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. This is our right, the Second Amendment. We're not giving it back because government never gave it to you in the first place. I'll see you all in the next one. Take care.